This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American? That's what I want to know about. I bet you are, so welcome to the show. Okay, we just got tons and tons and tons of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, so please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, it's the state of the future, and it's going to happen. 51st state, people are going crazy, and that's okay. We don't mind crazy, right? As long as it's directed in the right way. We don't want any of these shootings. Another mass shooting in California, Bakersfield, California, just to kind of get you primed here on what's going on. Bakersfield, California, there was a shooting overnight. 5 people were killed, unfortunately, in the shooting, and we're going to get some... I think we are. We're going to get something about it. Guess we're not. It's always one of these kind of things. We're going to get something, then we're not going to get something. We don't know what we're going to get. Anyway, the shooting takes place in Bakersfield, California. Seems to have been some sort of a family thing that was going on. We're really not sure at this point in time. The sheriff didn't want to come in. The sheriff did a really good job, though. He said, obviously, there were 2 places in which the shooting took place, and it seems to be that case. Well, we got something else happening here, so we're going to try and straighten that out also. Okay, anyway, so what we have here is a shooting that took place, and here we go. We're going to get it going here right now.
spree overnight as a man kills five people, including his wife, in just 10 minutes. The shooting started inside a Bakersfield, California trucking business before spilling outside into a nearby home.
Obviously, these are not random shootings. I'm pretty comfortable there will be a connection between all of these players.
Well, after the shootings, the gunman stole a car with a woman and a child inside. Fortunately, they escaped. And when deputies finally confronted the shooter, he shot and killed himself. It's unclear at this point what sparked all of this rage.
Well, there you go. No terrorists involved, apparently.
Deadly shooting spree overnight. As
that's
a man-
what they're saying, anyway. So this is the story that just won't go away. Anyway, so that's another mass shooting. Gee, I wonder if under the Trump administration they're going to kill as many people as they did during the Obama administration, right? Well, they're on track for that. And who's doing all these shootings? Because think about it. It was happening during Obama. Then, and it's happening under Trump. Who's doing this? I mean, just it's all random? It's society? I don't think so. I don't think so. How do you explain that under Reagan you only had seven, see? So it's going to be a little bit difficult to explain that one away, isn't it? Okay, so we've got all kinds of good stuff going on, though. Michael Moore, apparently. Some people are saying some bad things about Michael Moore. He doesn't pay his vendors and all that good stuff. Michael Moore has this new movie out. He's believing that Donald Trump is going to be the last president. Yeah, that's what he's saying to people. That Donald Trump will be the last president. And that's over, basically. Michael Moore. Man, the slovenly one. More than slovenly, right? Okay, warming up for California, though. California poverty rate highest in the nation. Wow. Highest poverty rate in the nation. The highest poverty rate. I'm serious. This is what they're saying. Isn't that sad? I have to report this to you, this great state. That's why we're going to have New California. It's all setting up, isn't it? New California. Because of high poverty rate, it's still the highest in the nation despite the state's effort. The state's going to solve the problem, right? The government is going to solve the problem, they say. At least that's what they try and tell us. Not too sure that's the case. Are you? I don't think so. Anyway, I like it when the things all work. This is from the Sacramento Bee. It says, newly released federal estimates show California's poverty rate remained the highest in the nation, despite a modest fall. And the state's falling uninsurance rate slowed for the first time since before Medicaid expansion. According to the Census Bureau, the share of Californians in poverty fell to 19%. The share of Californians in poverty fell to 19%. Wow. 19%. That's down 1.4% from last year. However, policy experts warn that in spite of the good news, more than 7 million people still struggle to get by in the state. The poverty figures released Wednesday are said to paint the best picture of life for California's working poor, since it encompasses income from government programs and factors in high cost of living in some corners of the state. In some corners of the state, right. Although California has a vigorous economy and a number of safety net programs to aid needy residents, it's often not enough to forestall economic hardship for one out of every five residents, the data shows. Yeah, that number, when I said 19%, that's one in five. That's 20% of the population is in poverty.
I
just think about that in California. Just think about that. The poverty figures released Wednesday are said to paint the best picture of life for Californians working poor since it encompasses income from government programs and factors in the high cost of living. Oh, that high cost of living factor, that number, the factor, that makes it feel much better about your poverty, doesn't it? Although California has a vigorous economy and a number of safety net programs to aid needy residents, it's often not enough to forestall economic hardship for every one out of every five residents. I mean that again. All of a sudden, yes, I read it twice. The uninsured rate. The state's falling rate of uninsured residents fell modestly in 2017, slowing down after years of rapid decline since 2014. Really? The high cost of living, primarily in housing, is a strong counterweight to many of the state's efforts, said Carolyn Danielson, policy director of the Public Policy Institute of California. We do have a housing crisis in many parts of the state, and our poverty rate is highest in Los Angeles County. Yeah. The leftover old California to be. She said, adding that cost of living in poverty is often highest in the state's coastal counties. Really? Wow, that's old California. Maybe the new California is going to have a better... Maybe we won't have poverty in New California. What a concept. What a concept in New California. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. Go to the store. You can buy shirts. We've got all kinds of stuff going on at the store on newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of people wanted the shirts. So now we got the shirts. We got everything. Flags, everything. And I have a fresh cup of brew. Agenda 21 Radio brew. Okay, so the bad thing is that one out of every 20, well, 5 out of every 20, it's 20% out of every 20. 20 out of 100 people in California is in poverty. That's just staggering. But, you know, when you're the nation that has the highest poverty rate, well, the state anyway, in the nation that has the highest poverty rate, let me get that one down. That's just not a good deal now, is it? You think that's a good deal? I don't think that's a good deal whatsoever. I really don't. I don't know why that people might think that's a good deal. I don't think it's a good deal. I think it's just embarrassing. But again, when you have a Marxist communist government, what do you expect? Right? We've slipped into Marxism. Venezuela started. Venezuela is right behind us. Right? No, wait a minute. Whoa. No, it's just all how you look at it. Maybe it's right in front of us. A Venezuela lifestyle is ahead of us. No. It's not behind us. It's in front of us. This is our march to Venezuela. This is our march into totalitarianism, which is already here. This is our march into communism. You know, this big socialist communist thing. I know the two are different, right? Oh, maybe is it communism that leads to socialism? Or is it, all the big dreamers of the communist world always say, capitalism gives way to socialism and socialism gives way to communism. Well, so be it in California, right? It's absolutely like that in California, isn't it? Absolutely. And here we have it right now. Right here, right now. This is what we have. The march to Venezuela. They're giving up all their pets there, eating dogs. Because they have no food in Venezuela. We had a man that was reporting to us in Venezuela, and we can't get in touch with him. We don't know where he's at. He's an expat, America. Here we live in California. Says since 2013, the share of Californians who are uninsured fell by 10 percentage points. The only other state to see remotely similar growth was New Mexico, according to the census report. And there's a report that goes along with it. We're not going to get into the whole report. It's, you know, a portion of the insurance residents and stuff like that. Yeah, this is a United States Census report. We're not going to link up. I don't know. We'll probably link up to that. But it just kind of shows you, doesn't it, what's going on here in the great state of California. Now, the economic decline is matching only that of the what? Let's see. That of the, I guess you would say, the cultural decline. We got more on this thing going on with the principal, the racist bigot, Mr. Bishop, Jeff Bishop, at Santa Ana High School in Santa Ana. And I'm calling him out for his bigotry, his racism, his use of racism to protect his own skin. He's a white man, of course. In just about an all-Hispanic school. He's older, probably 50s, early 60s. He's a cool cat, wears, you know, red Nikes and stuff. You know the kind. Well, of course, I know the kind because I was the kind, right? Getting older in a public school situation, working around kids and all that. Then you have to handle yourself. You got to be deaf. You got to be really, really good at your game. I understand that. But when you have what we had going on at this Friday night game, now we got more revelations because now we get, first of all, for any school administrator to do what Mr. Bishop did by getting on social media, Facebook, and claiming that there are racist and hateful things that were coming, unchristian hateful things coming from the spectators and the holes, condemning, painting, and tarring an entire community as racist, is an act of racism, of course, and bigotry and hate itself. And that's exactly what Mr. Bishop did. These are really harsh terms. I mean, there's school administrators I think should be called out, absolutely, and I used to do it all the time, and you'd get myself in trouble, of course, but that's, listen, sometimes things need to be said. Because you don't complain about another school administrator. Well, you know, you don't, really, in public like this, because here's your problem. And one of the key things you have to do is you have to protect the kids. You know, you're in charge of kids. And what are you teaching kids when you, as the leader, go out and display yourself as a racist bigot? There's no other way to put it about this guy. Tarring an entire high school, an entire community, is racist. Now, that's a tactic, by the way. That's a tactic of the malice. We've seen this all, how many times we see this during Obama's administration? Jesse Jackson, anyone? Al Sharpton, the two classic race hustlers of all time. They use it all the time. Everybody's a racist. And then racist becomes just part of the vernacular, right? You're just a racist. I didn't like the way you picked your nose. You're a racist. You're a racist nose picker. It becomes part of the vernacular with kids to accuse someone of being a racist. They don't even know oftentimes what racist is. They know about being accused, but sometimes they just don't even know what a racist really is. So they accept the verbiage of the racist. That's just something to talk about. The vernacular becomes normalized. So now what we have is we have a school administrator who gets out in public, in the general public, and passes and goes by, excludes all proper chains of command for him as an appointed person from the superintendent, and the superintendent is hired by an elected board. He goes out and supersedes all of them because he has to, he thinks. Protect himself and his kids from those racist people over at that school. Oh, I'm shocked to see racism. I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. That's exactly this. This is what this moment is. I'm shocked to see gambling moment going on. In other words, the gambler is taking the money from his winnings when he's shocked to see gambling going on. So what is the point about a principal who ignores all chains of command and proper protocol and professionalism? What is his motive? Come up to a break and we come back. I think I've got the answer to Mr. Bishop and what his motive is. It's kind of silly, actually. It might show you how uncomfortable. Actually, how uncomfortable Mr. Bishop is being surrounded by brown-skinned people. Because he's white. Just a kernel of a racist. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're deep in conversation about racism, bigotry, and so on. We'll give you, I think we're going to, after this, a little ditty. That we're now in the ABC block of Agenda 21 Radio. So in this block, we're going to be talking about what is really truly going on with, naturally, the Wolverines. And the story that's going on here in this guy named Jeff Bishop, the principal, who I'm going to try and call today and get his comments about my comments. Because I'm not liking what I'm seeing. See, when you're a principal, you work for at the discretion of the superintendent. And when you work at the discretion of the superintendent, then you work also at the discretion of the board. And he's ignoring all... By taking, he took his story, his anger, if you will, so-called perceived anger. I think it was because he lost a football game by an excellent football team versus his non. It doesn't mean the kids aren't coached good. In a football game, kids are being competitive and let them be competitive. And why not? Anyway, this is from the Gateway Pundit. The Gateway Pundit obtained this memo, which I got a copy of the other day. Students at Aliso High School in Orange County were told to stop chanting USA, USA in Friday night's football game, home football game, wherein students wore red, white, and blue to honor Patriots Day, September 11th. The Gateway Pundit obtained an email to parents addressing this controversy. In the first part of the email, Miss Denny Christensen, the principal of Lisa Nigel High School, said two offensive signs referencing Obama and Trump were removed. One said we love Trump and the other said we love Obama. Now, as an administrator, if I saw the sign, I'd remove them. I'd tell my assistant, let's remove these. Listen, this is what you do as an administrator. And I know the protocols this school follows, and they do an excellent job. And by the way, the people around at Santa Ana High School also, in my experience with Santa Ana High School, Santa Ana Valley, in my years past, they were excellent, very good at relationships. I do have to say this. So this Bishop guy is way over the top as an aberration. The good people at Santa Ana High School, you know what I'm talking about. You've got a bad one there. I'm really being harsh here. This is just so unlike me about school administrators and stuff. In the first part of her email, the principal said two offensive signs were removed, Obama and Trump. I would say the same thing. This is what she says. Dear Wolverine community, I would like to update you regarding a controversy that occurred regarding our football game Friday night versus Santa Ana High School. The information below will also be shared with the media today. Friday's football game was our red, white, and blue game where students traditionally dress patriotically in USA colors for a home football game that falls in close proximity to September 11th, Patriots Day. This type of game is intended as a patriotic celebration and is common in Orange County. Many schools have a similar theme game from time to time during football season if they have a home game scheduled near 9/11. Several other high schools also held such an event this past Friday. Our ASB students typically make spirit signs for each home game and did so for this game as well in red, white, and blue. Two signs were posted which were political in nature. And this, I would do this. Absolutely. I don't care where I stand with Trump or Obama. I don't want this in there. If something said we support our president and didn't mention the name, I would probably go with that. Allow it to be up there. That I'm just telling you my thought process as an administrator. One referenced former President Obama and the other referenced President Trump. When assistant principals and I arrived to the stadium before the game, we learned of the above potential controversial signs and assistant principals removed the signs. Now, that's consistent with stories that we read the other day that were being said on Facebook and others by people that were actually there. They did remove the signs before. Somewhere after the first quarter, the Santa Ana principal, Jeff Bishop, came to our sideline. Jeff Bishop, the principal, this is now Gateway writing, Jeff Bishop, the principal of the rival school, Santa Ana High School, which is comprised of nearly all Hispanics, claimed people were reportedly holding signs that said, build the wall. Now, this is their comment, too. Nobody else recalls seeing these signs, but narrative, right? Principal Bishop also said the students were chanting USA after a touchdown was disrespectful and hurtful to his students and community. By the way, that Santa Ana is in the United States of America. Aliso Nigel's principal, Denny Christensen, said her email to parents that she expressed sadness and regret that the students at Santa Ana High School had been hurt and then capitulated to Principal Bishop's request for the students to stop chanting USA after he threatened to remove his team from the field and contact the media. I expressed sadness and regret that members of the community had in any way been hurt, but and again, explained that red, white, and blue game was a patriotic observance in reference to 9/11 and in no way intended as an affront to Santa Ana High School. And I stated that many schools have such a game. Principal Bishop said that if your students continued to chant USA, that he would remove his team from the field and contact the media. Our student section was subsequently informed of the misperception and willingly refrained from chanting USA. Principal Bishop and I continued to talk, and I reiterated regret over perceived disrespect. Principal Bishop and I then hugged and shook hands, and he returned to his sidelines. That is the memo. The principal at Santa Ana High School also accused the rival school of requesting the presence of more sheriffs, once again hinting the school is full of racist people. The principal, Denny Christensen, said, "We absolutely did not increase security at Friday night's game." In conclusion, Ms. Christensen said that going forward, I will be meeting with our student leaders and staff, and we will consider how we might have communicated more in advance about the purpose of our red, white, and blue game, to avoid misunderstanding. However, I am deeply saddened that anyone would categorize our students or community as racist, and I've made that very clear. We have nothing but respect for Santa Ana High School and all schools. Okay, now what happened here, of course, was Mr. Bishop did what? At 12:06 a.m. Saturday, he gets on Facebook and demands pictures, demands everything that he can get about the culpability of all those racists over there, at least on a gal. And he's going to take it to Telemundo and NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, and the rest of them because they are racist. The vitriol that was spewing from Mr. Bishop was over the top. And I demand him to be fired. I do. He's a racist bigot. Period. That's my opinion. I'd fire him in a heartbeat. No regrets. He needs to go. He's a racist. Now, why is he a racist? Well, let's see. Why is he a racist? And by the way, Lisa, you keep saying USA. In fact, I hope this next week you all dress up in red, white, and blue again and all chant USA. Who are you playing this week? We'll look it up and we'll find out who you're playing. We ought to have those students at that school chant USA together with you on the sideline. Both schools chanting USA. I say this, Wolverines, you get with that other school, get your ASBs together with that other school, and every time there's a touchdown by either team, both sidelines chant USA. Or better yet, all the high schools in the nation, every time there's a touchdown, chant USA.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, interestingly enough, Mr. Bishop's Facebook page is gone. The Bishop Facebook page is gone. Wow. I wonder what that's all about. I wonder if all of a sudden things are moving in the administrative circles at the Santa Ana Unified School District. I just wonder. Oh, let's click it. Oh, it's gone. It is gone. Mister, I'm telling you, it's gone. I hate it when this happens, don't you? Let's see. Santa Ana School, predominantly Hispanic and full of... This is Reddit going on. We got... It says the Santa Ana High School accuses another school. This is 2 days ago. Principals duel over alleged racist signs. Los Angeles. This says Jeff Bishop, the principal of the high school. Students had... Build the wall, we love signs during this. Of course, that's not true. There's no evidence of those signs, by the way, that they're talking about, that Mr. Bishop is talking about. That's really a problem for Mr. Bishop to be going around accusing a school, an entire student body, entire population of being racist. And why is he doing that? Principal's alleged duel. I'll bite on this story because this is all part of it. This is a funny kind of racism that's being displayed here, but I'm going to explain it. I'll explain it. Integrity, respect, this is what it shows here, September 10th, this is a couple days ago. At issue, this is a, oh, here we go. Okay, this is a report we haven't heard of yet. We're going to hear this report right now. If they sound is all right, here we go.
Press release saying that they were going to work toward finding common ground. But tonight, parents inside here behind me told the school board that one high school principal, the one at Santa Ana, was making it difficult to find common ground after what he's posted on social media.
It's fairly insulting to have somebody in a position of authority malign our children. They got enough going on without having to have some adult do this to them.
Outrage tonight from Aliso Nagel High School parents and students reacting to allegations of racism from the Santa Ana High School principal at an Orange County High School football game last Friday night. But it wasn't what happened at the game that has them so upset. They say it's what the Santa Ana High School principal, Jeff Bishop, is posting on social media.
Mr. Bishop's continued Facebook posts, end quotes, and other media outlets are inflammatory and could endanger the safety of my children and other students.
Under no circumstance should an adult who leads the youth and constructs their moral compass and perspective be able to profanely attack a parent or another person. A staff member should never resort to share their grievances on social media where only one narrative or side can be shown and easily manipulated by others.
Some parents called for the Santa Ana High School principal to be disciplined after they say on Facebook he accused Aliso Nagel High of racism when some students chanted USA, wore red, white, and blue, and waved a poster that read We Love White, but failed to mention the posters next to it that read We Love Red, We Love Blue.
Certainly when the ASB made signs that said, we love red, we love white, and we love blue, they did not mean to infer that we love communism, we love white people more than other people.
Now, I tried a number of times to reach the Santa Ana Unified School District Superintendent's office today. Finally, late tonight, a spokesperson did get back to me, told me that they couldn't confirm what Principal Bishop had posted online, but they did tell me that he's no longer going to be speaking with the media.
Let's get that dude fired. Let's fire that son of a gun. Racist bigot. We don't need racist bigot. Now, I'll tell you why he's a racist bigot. This is the most insidious form. I used to work with a guy. I'm going to tell you this. This is an interesting story. I've always found that you have the subtle racist of all colors. Doesn't matter. I've seen this before. That like to accuse other people of being racist when they're the racist. When they have a hard time with their own skin mixing with the skin of others in a social aspect. In other words, being around people of different racial composition. Hello. Different colors. Mixing. Race mixing. That's what I'm talking about here. Some people just don't cotton to that race mixing. That mixing up of the cultures. Does that make sense? They're uncomfortable around other people of color and other ethnic groups. They're uncomfortable. So what they do to improve their own comfort level, they'll lash out at other people so that they don't want to expose their own racism. Kind of reminds you of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and those folks, right? I've known people like Mr. Bishop. White people, black people, brown people, who just don't want to be around another person of another color, another skin color. Isn't that phenomenal? And they lash out in many different ways. And they're insecure, very insecure. And you pick up on it when they're around people of color. I knew one guy, he was a black guy and a white guy. I've seen this in everybody. When someone walks into a room and it's a mix, they're uncomfortable. They feel insecure. And they feel angry. So to overcompensate, especially if you're in a job and you have to protect yourself, especially in a public forum, you call other people racist when you're the racist. Makes you feel like you can fit in a lot better with the group that you're with. I've seen people that decided what they would do is actually, if they're white, join the NAACP. Just so they can pull out their race card and show everybody they're not racist. Mr. Bishop is a racist. Let's ask him where his card is.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, this number is the number to the Santa Ana Unified School District office. And Dr. Stephanie P. Phillips is the superintendent. And her telephone number is area code 714. Area code 714-558-5512. Now her executive assistant board of operations, her number, and that's Rosie Rosales, 714-558-5511. Okay, so now let's go ahead and call. I would suggest you call, and if you feel like you're compelled that Mr. Bishop should be fired, you might want to express that or say I want an explanation, especially in California. It's a public school after all. We need to have an explanation why you have a racist bigot as principal. That's what I would ask. In fact, I'm going to. We'll see what that conversation is like later today. But we'll be calling Stephanie P. Phillips to find out why she hires and employs racists in the Santa Ana Unified School District. Is that part of the curriculum? Racism 101? Or Maoism 101? Here's that number again, 714-558-5512. That's the number for the Santa Ana Unified School District. And demand the resignation, the firing immediately of a racist bigot as principal, Jeff Bishop. I don't know how much, well, I could, listen, we are exceptional Americans. This is not exceptional, and it's not part of who we are. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.